Acts, chapter 4. But as they spoke to the people, the priests, the leader of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, being very disturbed because they taught the people and proclaimed through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. So they arrested them, Peter and John, and put them in the jail until the next day, since it was already evening. But many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to about 5,000. And it happened on the next day that the rulers, elders, and scribes got together in Jerusalem. Annas the high priest was there, along with Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and the rest of the family of the high priest. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power, or in what name, have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if today we are being questioned concerning a good work done to an infirm man, by what means this man was restored to health, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that in the name of Jesus the Anointed One, the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even through him this man stands here before you, restored to health. He is the stone which was discarded by you, the builders, which was made the capstone of the arch. And there is salvation in no other, neither is there any other name under heaven given among men, by which we are needing to be saved." Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were uneducated and from the lower class, they were astonished, and they recognized them, that they had been with Jesus. And seeing the man who was healed standing there with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had ordered them to go and wait outside the council chamber, they conferred among themselves, saying, "What can we do to these men? Since truly a well-known miracle has been done through them, which is apparent to all those who live in Jerusalem, we aren't able to deny it. But so that it doesn't spread any further among the people, let's threaten them, so that from now on they don't speak to anyone in this name." So they called them and ordered them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, you be the judge. For we cannot keep quiet about the things which we have seen and heard." So after they had threatened them further, they let them go, finding no way to punish them because of the people, for everyone glorified God for what had been done. For the man to whom this miracle of healing happened was over 40 years old. And being released, they returned to their own companions and reported everything that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they heard it, they lifted up their voices to God with one accord and said, "O Lord, you are the God who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything that is in them. The one who through the mouth of our father David, your servant, said, 'Why did the Gentiles behave arrogantly, and the peoples devise futile plans?' The kings of the earth, along with the religious leaders, gathered themselves together against the Lord and against his anointed one." That's a quote from Psalm chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. "For truly in this city, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles, and the peoples of Israel were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed to do what your hand and your counsel predetermined to take place. And now, Lord, look upon their threats, and grant your servants to speak your word with fearless courage, while you stretch out your hand for healings and signs and wonders to be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." Then as they were praying, the place where they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and not one of them said that any of their possessions was his own. But they had all things in common, and with great power the sent ones gave their testimonies about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and abundant grace was upon them all. Also there was no one among them who lacked anything, for as many as were landowners, or had houses as part of their wealth, sold them, brought the proceeds from the things that were sold, and laid them at the sent one's feet. And distribution was made to each one according to their individual needs. And Joseph, who was surnamed Barnabas by the sent ones, which being interpreted means son of encouragement, a Levite from Cyprus, having a field, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the sent one's feet. This is the end of Acts, chapter 4. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.